What is up, everybody? I'm George Mossy. It's the George Mossy Show. We're going to get into part four, the final part of Before the 90 Days. We wrapped up the season. It was an hour long. Again, there was a Pillow Talk special with Tim and Veronica and Libby and Andre and Emily and Kobe, all of the favorites. Hey, Lana, Gina, Jal. Chapter on Before the 90 Days. It's over. We're going to take a break next week for the Super Bowl. Rihanna and Kendrick Lamar are going to perform. And then we're going to go into OG 90 Fiance. Hello.
Hi.
How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm good. So we got an hour of Tell All this week again, and then an hour of the special with Kenny, the referee, right? For football, flag football. Yeah. I don't know. I feel like I would have rather more tell-all than these specials. I don't know if this is a direction that they think we want them to go. We don't. Hey, Lana. Hi, Carmen. Yeah, we don't want this. Hey, TJ. We don't want this, guys. We want more tell-all, more drama. And actually, a lot of people online, especially on Twitter tonight, were saying this was a two-part episode or a two-part tell-all at best. Yeah. So the other two parts, y'all just wasted our time.
Absolutely.
Right? Like, y'all... You wasted our time. You wasted the 8 o'clock time slot. Y'all could have put something better on because this was a waste of time. This episode tonight was filler. It had to be, right? Because we were talking with Joey and Magda, which is a snooze fest. Whenever they're on my screen, I have to throw cold water in my face just to keep people awake. Oh, and also, not to mention, this was a competition night because the Grammys are on.
That makes sense.
Yeah, this is a huge competition night. So a lot of people aren't watching the show live tonight. They have to watch the Grammys, you know, because once the Grammys air, all of the sites ruin it. So you know who won what, you know, and who wore what. So this was a huge competition night. So if they really wanted to do things right, they should have gave us part two tonight because part two was actually the best part of this tell-all.
I agree.
So yeah, They gave us the worst part, and then it was in competition with the Grammys, which is, I don't know, I think that's just as big as the Super Bowl, in my opinion. There's a lot of people who watch.
I tragically lost a friend in a car accident, and I was very preoccupied last week doing fundraisers and stuff. So I half-assed watched part three, and I didn't even realize it was an hour. Apparently, it was just background noise, because I went back and watched it, and I feel like I didn't miss anything. But I didn't even realize that it was only an hour.
Oh, well, see, that's okay. That's how a lot of people feel. Also, so sorry for your loss of what happened that week. I know you've been going through a lot lately, so this is just one thing after another. So we're glad to have you back, but also condolences and sending prayers to the family of your friend, because I know this is a very difficult time. But this whole tell-all, though, for real, it's just been... I don't know. It was a waste of time. I feel like they should have gave us two parts, maybe a 2 hours each part, and then that would have been it.
I agree.
They
could have done it. Honestly, they could have done all of it in 2 hours. Like,
I mean, you're right, because let's not forget, they didn't even have Renee and Chitty, who were part of this season.
Yep.
We were down a couple, and then Joey and Magda obviously were filler. They're a filler couple. I literally, every time they're talking, I'm just like, is it wrong that I don't care?
If he's
sleeping with Jill or if he's sleeping with Stephanie, I don't care. Like, they're so boring to me. And it still puzzles and baffles me why he was so irritated tonight. Because he was like, oh, well, you know, they're making me look bad. And I was like, you signed up for a TV show where they scrutinize not only your relationship, but literally your life for the past 30 years.
Yeah.
And you're surprised that it got brought up that you were banging Stephanie. And you're surprised, like, this literally...
And you're a spot filler. Like, you were just a spot filler. You're not even, like, a main character on the show.
Well, right. He's definitely not a main character. Like, he's a supporting role at best. And he was... Because he was like... I thought he outsmarted the producers. He asked all of his friends to ignore the request for them to show up. And I thought he was like, well, if no one is there... Then they'll never find out. But his friends actually outed him and threw him under the bus in the little interview. And because that's where we found out that he was sleeping with Stephanie. And, you know, What puzzles me, because his friend said it as well, why did he go all the way to Poland looking for a girlfriend when he got all of these women that he sleeps with here? Like, it's very confusing as to why Joey was even on the show. They didn't get engaged. He didn't want to get engaged. He doesn't want to get married. He doesn't even want a girlfriend. Why was he on the show?
I mean, I feel like he accidentally met her in some kind of chat or Facebook or some sort of bullshit. He accidentally met her. And then the opportunity for the show came up, and they were like, okay, let's take it and run with it. And they did. So he's obviously banging every single one of those girls that were at the pool. Obviously.
Yes.
And probably the guy too, to be honest. But, like, I mean, come on, let's be real. He was just a spot filler. He probably is married or something here.
I wouldn't be surprised. Okay, so Jal said I missed it. Was he cheating on Magda? Or did he bang them before? Okay, so
probably
remember earlier? Yeah, I'm going to say yeah. Because remember earlier we were watching when they were all at the pool. Not tonight. This was earlier in the season. And he admitted that he hooked up with some of his friends. And then his friends in the interview said, well, he hooks up with people all the time. They're not in a relationship, but he just has sex with people. She said that he has an extremely high sex drive, kind of like a Jasmine.
Yes.
Always looking for sex all the time. And it's not, even though he doesn't think it's cheating, it's most definitely cheating.
Absolutely.
Right? Like, if you're in a relationship, you can hook up with anybody you want as long as the other person in the relationship knows.
Yeah.
Right? That's what a relationship is. Honesty. You can have an open relationship. Some people have it where, like, someone's in the army, so it's okay, but it's predetermined, pre-talked about, pre-discussed. Like, so say, for instance, somebody's deployed for 2 years. You can hook up with someone random. You can't build a relationship. There are people who do these types of
things. I could never. I can't even fathom what an open relationship would be like. There's just no way.
Well, some people, Kara, are totally okay with it.
I mean, I'm not. But, like, for example, not that he's even a little attractive, but let's say your spouse, your girlfriend, your whatever, accidentally sleeps with someone like Lauren. Now you've got gonorrhea. And whatever else comes with it. Like, none of that's okay. I cannot. That's why you get in a relationship. That's why you fall in love. That's why you get married. That's when you get married, you say those vows, you know. I just don't understand the mentality that it's okay to be intimate with someone else. I just don't get it. I realize that other people are okay with it, but the mentality, I just don't understand it, and I probably never will.
Well, some people are just raised to see relationships and marriages as something very sacred, you know, and I think we were both brought up that way. A relationship, right. A marriage, it's trust, and it's not you saying, well, I like you, but I also like all these other people.
Right.
That's not what a marriage is. And I don't think we'll ever comprehend. Like, I've watched these sister wives shows and Seeking Brother Husband. I'll never understand, you know, how you can be okay with the person you love sleeping with whoever they want. Like, I'll never get it. It won't work for me. I think an open relationship would work for me for a while, but then eventually I'm going to want a real relationship.
But
it's never going to be something.
I want to know, like, every time you sleep with this person, you're head over heels in love, ready? I mean, you guys live together. You have a home together. You have a family together, whatever. Every time you get in bed with that person, are you getting in bed with an STD? Like,
it's
so gross to even think about.
Technically, probably. You don't know these people.
The thing is probably a little different because they all knew each other and they were all loyal to one man.
Right.
So,
see, that's there. You're right, because it's monogamous for the women, just not the men. So there's a little more. The other stuff is chaos.
Yeah,
I guess in their situation, you can't bring anything home because it's a controlled relationship.
Right.
There's only so many women, one man, and he's not out banging everybody in town. He's only, you know, with his wife. That's a different thing. It's a lot more controlled.
Yeah.
When these people do the open relationships where they go out and they just go on Tinder and they just find a random person and have sex with that random person, it's uncontrolled, right? You don't know what, like you said, they bring back to you. Or say, for instance, this person might be online and have a lot of followers, and then they post the photo. Now everybody knows that the person you're with is cheating on you. Because sometimes these type of relationships are okay, but they don't want everyone to know. Like, you don't want your mom to know that you're in an open relationship. You don't want your closer friends or judgmental friends to know you're in an open relationship. So it might be okay for you, but you don't want the whole world to know, you know?
Yeah. I just don't get it. I'll never understand the mentality.
Okay, so, oh yeah, so Gina, we were gonna get to that. Veya, let's just do it now. So Veya is married to the dog walker that we met this season. So I wanted to get your reaction. It came out, 90 Day Alexa broke the story, I believe. And she got married, I think it was in September or October of this year. So she's married, again, not to Rory, not to Sonny, to the dog walker that she claimed that was over. Remember at the tell-all for her segment, she said, oh yeah, we went on a few dates, we went to Disney World, you know, but that's nothing now, and her and Sonny were back together. Well, apparently she went and married the dog walker.
Yeah.
Oh,
and I am.
And by the way, he's also a police officer. He's not just a dog walker. I don't know why
I didn't realize that. But yeah, that does surprise me because I honestly thought her and Rory would end up together.
Well, I did too. They were there. They were together for so long, and she actually moved to Ohio to be with him for years. So they have like, because that's another bonding thing where you move to another place where you know no one but that person. That's a strong bond. So you literally are alone other than that person. So they have that bond. They also have the bond of the child that they lost, the trauma bond they have. And he was there when she lost her brother. There's a lot of history. Yep. So the fact that she ended up marrying somebody random, I don't want to say random, but somebody that she met pretty recently, yep, right? Even after Sonny. It's kind of interesting. I think that she might be one of those serial bad relationship women,
yeah,
where she, you know, kind of like on Friends, where, you know, he was supposed to marry Rachel, but he mm-hmm. ended up marrying what's her face first.
Yes.
You know, like one of those, right? Where they always end up with the wrong person. I think that Veya might be that person.
Yeah, I think so. I don't know. But, you know, again, we know her history, and with him being a police officer, maybe she feels very secure. I don't know. Yeah. I feel like she's kind of one of those people that, because of her past, she seeks out the secure feeling. She felt secure with Rory. She wasn't in love with him, but she felt secure with him and safe, I guess. Safe is the word that I'm looking for.
Yeah.
So maybe it's just a safety thing. I really don't know. But
oh yeah,
you can trust somebody to watch the dog, trust him to take care of you.
Oh yeah. Ross and Emily. Thank you, Gina. It's been a minute since I watched Friends. I couldn't remember
Me
Emily.
Too.
But yeah, I was like, but he ended up with the wrong chick. Okay, but I want to talk about Brian. Brian was, he ran his mouth a lot tonight, and he said some pretty nasty stuff. But we also found out when him and Ingrid broke up, remember we saw when they stopped talking to each other in Colombia, he said that night he was out with another woman. And it wasn't the woman that we met tonight. They had clips of her. And basically, yeah, he's a cop, Shelly. The guy, he's not just a dog walker. He's a security. He does security. And he's also a police officer here in Orlando. So, yeah, and I think that might be right. I think that is a sense of security and knowing that she can't be as vulnerable as she was. Because if you don't know what happened to her, do some research. There's some horrible things that happened to her. So her vulnerability level is very high.
Yeah.
But, yeah, so, okay, Brian ends up on a date the same night with the girl. So this is what Scott did. Remember Scott went to the DR to meet Lydia. Lydia and him didn't work out. He went to the DR to meet Liz. Liz was like, don't call me anymore.
Yeah.
So he immediately goes to Lydia. And this is kind of what Brian did. And then the girl that he brings to the tell-all is not that girl. It's a different girl. So we're talking three ladies.
So here's my main question on this. These women are beautiful. Absolutely beautiful. What the hell? Are they beautiful and blind or beautiful and dumb? Like, what the hell? What are they seeing in this guy? He's such a piece of shit, George. Yeah. I cannot with this man. He made the comment that she had, Ingrid had two guys or two babies by two different guys. They left before the kids won. Blah, blah, blah. Okay, well, you've had four wives. Four women can't be wrong. You're a fucking moron.
Also, one of those women hired someone to unalive him.
Literally.
Right? And I'm like, so you're
about their men.
I don't know. I don't like the way he attacks her, because it's like, I know when you're in a relationship, you're taking a chance, you're putting trust into someone that you don't know. But the way that he attacks her, her mothering, her relationship skills, her skills of choosing a man, I just don't like it, because he makes it seem like everything that went wrong was her fault. Yep. Like, when you're in a relationship and things don't work out, there's accountability on both ends, usually. Yep. I mean, every now and then, there's just one person who screws everything up. But he has some accountability in that, too. And the way that he's trying to put her down, and he's like, oh, well, she's not a good person. And it's like, this isn't about proving who's a good person, because if we were going by that, you're a bad guy.
Yeah.
Based on everything that we've heard and seen about you. And every time he opens his mouth, like tonight, he was like, well, I should just live my life to the fullest. And I was like, so lying to people and cheating on people and treating people like they're deplorable, that's okay. Because one day...
Also, he literally said, I could get a blood clot and die tomorrow and not wake up. Guess what? That can happen to anybody. Literally, anybody can die tomorrow. Just because I can die tomorrow doesn't mean I should go sleep with 150 people and make that okay and then be a dick to everyone around me. The first words out of his mouth every time he meets a woman, what do you think of the chair? Who gives a shit that you're in a wheelchair? Stop using that.
I think he's using that. Do you know how people will use something as a way to get into somebody's heart?
Yeah.
I think he wants to make the women, like, the second he meets them, he's like, I'm in a wheelchair, and you know, and I don't know the right way to explain this, but I want to feel like he wants people to think that he wants you to feel sorry for him.
Yep.
So you won't question anything that he does, or you'll do whatever he says. I don't know the best way to explain it, but I think he uses him being in the chair as some sort of tool to get over on innocent women.
Absolutely.
Because he makes it seem like, well, if you say something mean about me, it's you're saying something mean about men in wheelchairs. But she's not. She's saying something mean about you because you're a bad person.
Yep.
And he uses I'm in a wheelchair as like, well, you can't say that I lie or cheat or do anything because I'm in a wheelchair. And I'm like, but she can. If you're doing those things, whether you're in a wheelchair or not, you're doing those things. And I just feel like he takes advantage of being in the chair. And again, I don't know the struggles that he goes through being in a chair, but the way that he treats women is really screwed up. He's a horrible, I feel like he hates women. Do you understand, Carl? Yeah. Like, I feel like he hates women. The way that he talks to women and treats them, he hates them.
Yeah.
And that's scary.
He's trying to get revenge on all women for actions on his ex-wife. Absolutely. I feel the same.
I see that. I think that it's confusing for him because he's a straight man and he doesn't know how to hate women, but I think he hates women.
Yeah.
And I think that every time a woman does something that he doesn't like, he just thinks it's okay to hurt her, talk about her mothering, talk about her children, talk about everything. Anything is on the table for him.
Yep.
And that shows the lack of respect that he has for a woman.
And then every time someone dumps him, it's because he's in a wheelchair or because he can't, whatever. He uses that so bad in all the wrong ways. And it just, man, it just pisses me off. Well, he's just gross.
He's a sex tourist.
Yeah.
When he told the story tonight, he was like, oh yeah, we broke up that day. And he was like, that night I was already talking to another person. That means, Carl, he was talking to other women the whole time.
You can't
match with someone and they're in your hotel room that night in another country. You would have been talking already. So he had a bunch of women that he was talking to already that knew he was in Colombia.
And
there's no other way.
Vanya. Okay, so Vanya meets Yosko, same trip, but doesn't sleep with him the entire time. So, yeah. I mean, she was taking the time to get to know him. Brian's just a disgusting human.
Well, also, he brought Nappy on the show, which I think he wanted to show, like, oh, it's not me, it's her. And every time she opened her mouth, she was basically co-signing everything that Ingrid had told us, which I thought was really funny because I was like, you brought this person to defend you and she's making you look worse. She was like, he's angry, he's aggressive, he's controlling, he's mean, he's a liar. So apparently she came to
Chicago. Yeah.
To see her sister, and he's seeing other women while she's in Chicago, which doesn't surprise me at all. Do you think I had 1 ounce of doubt in my mind that he wasn't a lying, cheating scumbag? No. I guarantee you, because he doesn't respect women, he's probably got 10, 15 different women that he's talking to all at once. And he doesn't care how that affects them or if it hurts their feelings or if they're going to be hurt by it. He doesn't care whatsoever because he's living his life to the fullest. And he's like, well, why shouldn't I? I could die tomorrow. Yeah, we all could. Like you said, there was a horrible, horrible plane crash in D.C. that took away all these amazing people. Their lives are gone in an instant. You're right. It could happen. But that doesn't give you permission to be a shitty human being in the process. Right? Like, you have to still be a decent person. The reason why you can't find a woman, right? 7 engagements, 4 marriages. None of these women have anything positive to say about you. It's you. It's not them. It's you, because there's plenty. I know a lot of people that they're divorced, have kids together. They still co-parent and they don't even say anything negative about each other. They have respect for each other. They don't love each other. Obviously, there were issues they couldn't work out.
And they remarried and had children with their new spouse.
Yeah.
By 2 different baby daddies.
Which is...
He's talking shit about it. And Tiger Lily's sitting there with 2 baby daddies.
Yeah. I mean... What's wrong with having more than one father for your kids? That's what I'm trying to understand. Because,
but she didn't do anything else wrong. She didn't do, literally, she was a beautiful, caring human being that kept trying to make it work the entire time.
Yeah.
And so he had nothing to talk shit on, except for that's the only thing he could pull out of his ass.
Well, that was the most grimy comment like I'd ever heard, because I was like, you're judging her for having more than one baby daddy. You got 4 ex-wives.
Yep.
And if we could get any of them to come on the show, they would say the most horrific things about you, right? If one of them, I think she's not in prison anymore. I would love to have her tell us all the horrible things that he's put her through, because imagine she was willing to give up so many years of her life for him.
Yep.
There's the book of things that she could tell us of what this guy has done to her.
Yeah.
So I would love for, because he's in the business of mud dragging Ingrid's name. I would have loved to have one of his ex-wives come on the show and just give us, or one of his 7 failed engagements, and just give us like a quick cliff note of what made this guy the absolute wrong choice for you. And I bet you he would change his tune, because he's always attacking her.
There was one point that the new girl, the newest girlfriend, hang on, I'm trying to find it. And he literally, okay, so when she said he gets angry and he screams, he literally looked at her and goes, and that made me mad. Don't tell her to she is saying what she had to say.
I didn't catch that.
Yeah.
So he would say, so basically he rehearsed with her what to say and she went off script.
Yep.
Yeah, I didn't catch that, because she did say, because she was like, he gets really angry and aggressive, and I was like, huh, weird. Ingrid said the same thing.
Because it pissed me off that he was literally telling her to be quiet.
So I wanted to talk about, did we talk about Joey and Magda? Yeah, we did. I wanted to talk about who we wanted to see back, because now that the season is over, you know, we're gonna either see them transition to another show or we'll never see them again.
Yeah.
So I wanted to get your opinion. And I put this out on Twitter, and everybody, I only got one couple back that people wanted to see back.
The only one I want to see again is Vanya.
Well, I got Niles and Matilda was the number one.
Yeah. I'll take them. I forgot about them.
Yeah, Niles and Matilda were the number one. They were like, we hope to see them on they would come on 90 Day Fiancé. Well, they wouldn't be on this season, I don't believe. We know who's on it. But they would, because they were on the before the 90 days, then she would come over on the K1, so they would be on 90 Day Fiancé, the OG. And Vanya, everyone said they would love to see her on single the Single Life.
Life, yeah.
So,
heck yeah. I mean, I'd like to see Faith on the Single Life, but I don't think that's going to happen.
Right. She would have to be here.
Yeah.
And I don't know how she would go about doing that, because if she did come on a tourist visa, she can't work.
Yeah.
And doing the show would be considered work. So, it would be some barriers she would have to cross to get here. But a lot of people are saying, I don't want to see anyone. Well, we know that Tiger Lily and Adnan have already filmed another season.
Yeah.
So there's no real escaping that. They're going to be here. Just like we knew that Sarper and Shekinah were coming back, and we now know they're coming back on 90 Day Fiancé. So, and Sean and Aaliyah are coming back. I don't know if we talked about this. They were on Love in Paradise,
yeah.
And Sean and Aaliyah are going to be on the new season of OG 90 Fiancé. They were the couple where Sean was, I think, 59, I think. And
in his 70s.
Oh, whoa. Yeah, he's okay, so 70s.
Way older.
Oh,
okay. Way. There's
okay. And yeah, Aaliyah was like 20-something, right? Yeah. Like, it's pretty young. Yeah, so I'm
ever.
Oh, so bigger than Jenny and Samantha.
Yeah, it's like 50 years.
Oh, wow. Yeah, that is the big. Well, I'm interested in seeing how this goes.
Yeah.
Because I but it's funny because I said that Jenny and Sumit would never work out because the age gap was too big and the family controversy was too high, and they're still together. So I'm interested.
I thought Jenny and Sumit would work out just because, I mean, even from the jump, at first I thought, I don't know, something's fishy with him, the way he was married and all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But she was so damn determined that, like, nothing got her down, man. I was rooting for them all along. I loved
them. I mean, I loved them together, but I was really skeptical because I was just like, well, what is he going to do like 10 years from now? And
I mean, honestly, I thought they were going to stay together for the show, like multiple seasons. And I mean, they have been on multiple seasons.
Yeah.
But they're really happy in real life.
Yeah, I follow their social media too. They're in love. They're happy. And I was wrong. I was like, well, what is they going to do? What if he wants kids? None of my doubts matter. They're still happy. They're still in love. And Sumit's mom has come around.
Yeah.
Her and Jenny literally go shopping together during the day. Yeah. Like, I was 100% wrong. So yeah, I want to watch Sean and Aaliyah and how that goes. Cause she's a lot younger and she's starting to go into the plastic surgery realm. She wants to do like BBL and boobs and all this stuff. So I don't know how that's going to have an impact because Sean, rumor, was gay. He wasn't really into women. He liked men. And now Aaliyah is, well, she transitioned to a woman when they were together. So that's actually why I thought this was never going to work out. Because I was like, you can't make a gay man fall in love with a woman.
Right.
Right? People like what they like.
Those concerns, you know, if she goes on, proceeds with all the surgeries and everything to turn herself in to actually turn to a woman, he was concerned that the attraction just wouldn't be there. And he said he was already having different feelings once she started wearing, you know, extra wigs and short skirts and things like
That's like telling a lesbian, like a woman who's been a lesbian since she knew, like since she was born, that, you know, you should fall in love with this guy. This is a really nice guy. She would look at you like, you got four heads.
Yeah.
Like, there's no way, there's no amount of money, there's no convincing. That's just not what she's going to do. That's not what she's attracted to. Her preference is what her preference is. So, yeah, their whole storyline is really interesting to me.
Yeah.
But, yeah, tonight, I have a question for you. So I put this out on Twitter. And you know how when they take a break and the cameras follow them into the green room? Mm-hmm. One of my thoughts was, why don't they have like a backstage host that goes around and continues the tell-all and ask questions and kind of insert themselves?
That's a good idea. That is such a good idea.
Because they make us watch the interactions backstage. So I was like, why don't Sean grab her little mic, you know, a wireless one, and go back there and just insert herself and ask questions and continue.
See, that's what you and I need to do. If they won't let us host the damn show, we need to be the backstage shit starter. I mean, host.
Well, yeah, because the shit's already started. Like, backstage, people are already irritated and going at each other, so it would be perfect to have a host just to instigate
if we,
it. You know, like, when they're fighting. If
stirring the pot, that would be so awesome.
I mean, I'd love to go back. I'm down.
Yeah,
they know where to find us. They know where to find us if they want
it done. Do it.
Well, Gina says Sean is useless. I mean, she did a little better at this tell-all than usual asking questions.
She asked some harder questions this tell-all than she normally
does. Yeah. She was a little more in assertive and messy.
Yeah.
You know, if you're not going to be a messy host, then you're not doing your job, right? So when you catch somebody in a lie, ask them why they're lying.
Yeah.
If you catch somebody cheating, bring out the person they're cheating with. You know, you got to be a good messy host to keep the show interesting, because if you're going to have us for 4 weeks, four parts, you got to keep us interested. There's other stuff. We could have been watching the Grammys tonight. You know, there's other stuff going on.
We could have made it such a spicy tell-all. It would have been so great.
I mean, there's a a lot of things that I feel like should have been brought up. And oh, tonight, Niles was speaking for me because we were watching, Brian and Ingrid's segment, and Adnan starts talking, and Niles is like, can somebody explain to me how we're talking about you and your relationship again when this isn't about you? And I was like, oh, Niles awesome. Speaking for me. And I was like, this is what we needed, the whole tell-all. Somebody needed to say, hey, excuse me, shut up. This isn't about you and Tiger Puff.
Yeah.
This is about this, like, you had your time. We don't want your opinion. Your opinion is useless and invaluable to us. Your wife thinks your opinion is gold. We think it's dog crap.
Yeah.
We don't want to hear it. We don't care how you feel. We don't want your opinion. Just shut up. You know, like, and Niles, he nailed it tonight.
I'm just so sad that Tiger Lily and Adnan are going to be back. That bums me out. I can't handle her voice. There's so much about her I just can't handle. But he's such an asshole.
Yeah.
Like, he was okay throughout the show. He was okay. Tolerable, I'll say. She wasn't. He was. But during the tell-all, man, he showed his ass the whole time.
Well, I feel like he went in like he wanted to be the star. Like, you know, remember when Jabri and Miona went to their tell-all, and Jabri went in there like, this is gonna be my moment.
Yeah.
And he attacked literally everyone, because even John was like, shut up.
Yeah.
He was like, no one asked you. And I feel like Adnan went in with that same attitude. He was like, well, I'm gonna make this all about me and my wife and not give anyone else a chance to talk. And I think he was like, oh, well, we're gonna be the next star couple of the franchise. Like, that's difficult if we hate you.
Yeah.
Like, in order for you to be the next star of the franchise, we would have to like you. That's exactly. Like rule number one, you know?
Yeah, I don't understand his mentality. You know, every single tell-all, there's one person that more or less runs the show. And if you would have told me that it was going to be Niles, I'd have called your bluff. Because I didn't see that coming. But he was awesome. It made me love him even more. I thought he was great through the whole tell-all.
And I feel like it was necessary. We needed Niles because, I mean, Laura says Sean wasn't even, no, somebody just said it. Sean wasn't even present last week. Gina. I feel like Niles had to step up because it was chaos. It was chaotic and he had to. But he kind of was speaking for me a lot. He said what was in my mind.
Yeah.
I don't know if I would have said it out loud, but he did. But I love that he did. Because somebody needed
to. I'm glad that he did because it showed a different side of Niles. Like, from the get-go, Niles was this super sweet guy, super nervous, just so timid. But then you put him on the tell-all, and he was a totally different, still super sweet, super nice, but took no shit, and that's the way it should be.
Well, yeah, I would hire Niles as a host.
Yeah.
The way that he fires back at people and calls them out, I think is the fire you need to be a host. In order to be a host, you have to be likable, but also confrontational.
Yeah.
And I don't think Sean is confrontational. She's very likable. No one hates her. Yeah, I don't know anybody that hates her. She's just not confrontational. She doesn't ask a question that's going to get anyone enraged.
Yeah.
And I think sometimes you need to be messy and ask somebody a question. Like, I mold everything after Wendy Williams. Because she's the original queen host. Like, she started she would get the hardest person in the world on the show, and then the publicist would send them a list of things that they weren't going to talk about. And Wendy would then essentially get the list and throw it in the trash and do whatever she wants.
Yeah.
And that's, she became the number one radio talk show host and then TV show host in the world because she didn't care.
Yeah.
If the person was like, I'll never come on your show again, she's like, I don't care.
Yeah,
I'm going to ask you what the people want to know, you know, and I think that's important. And I think Sean doesn't, she's more so worried about going with the script and doing what she's told. If Wendy Williams would have done what she was told, we never would have known her name.
Yeah, she exactly.
Yeah. And I think we need somebody like Niles. Niles doesn't care what you tell him to do. If somebody does something stupid that he doesn't like, he's going to say something.
Yeah.
And that makes him a good host.
I think that's why we need to do it.
I would love to. Oh, Gina said a bit of Jerry Springer. Jerry is, you know what? He is the king reality show host.
Yeah.
He really did. He would ask questions. Like, he was likable, but he was also rude, but in a nice way, if that makes sense. Like, he would say the rudest things to people, but no one would get mad at him.
That it's was like that. Andy Cohen. Andy Cohen asks
pretty
damn good questions.
He will ask a mean, nasty question, and nobody's throwing anything at him. It just it sparks a good conversation, and I think it's neat. You just have to be very confrontational and not afraid to piss people off, because at the end of the day, pissing people off is going to get you the best ratings. When you got somebody enraged and angry and screaming, everybody's watching your show. Yeah. Right? Like, everybody is watching
it. I think it would be awesome.
Sean worries about image. Yeah, she does. She's a producer. She makes movies, and she has other things going on. So she doesn't want to be, like, known as a Jerry Springer, you know, because you're right. Her image is important. She has a production company where they produce movies, and she does different things. This isn't her only gig. So I understand that she wants to be known as a classy, you know, respectable host.
Right.
Which is fine, but we don't want that. 90 Day has taken a turn towards non-classy, so we want to stay in our lane. We're not really classy over here anymore. Absolutely. We started out pretty classy, you know, but now we have shirts that say gonorrhea boy, I drink pee. Yeah. You know, like, 90 Day Fiancé has taken a very strange turn. So if we got to get a host to represent what we are, Sean is, she's kind of aged out of the franchise. You know, we literally found out that Lauren had gonorrhea on this season, and he drinks pee. You know, Sean is too classy. Oh, that's right. We now know how many balls this man has. Yeah. This is the direction that the franchise has taken. So if Sean doesn't feel comfortable, you're right, we're gonna have to get somebody who's gonna take it to that classless level.
Yeah,
dumpster fire, Gina. We're a dumpster fire over here, and I'm not mad about it. I'm not
mad.
As long as nobody's hitting anybody. Yeah, as long as nobody's hitting anybody and we're just watching dumpsters set fire to each other, I'm fine with that. I don't want to watch domestic violence. That's where I draw the line.
Yeah.
But I will definitely watch trashy people do trashy things. Absolutely. I'm definitely into that. 90 Day Gutter Fiance. I like that one. I like that one. Okay, wait. I got to go on my notes. So we talked about Brandon. We talked about Joey and Stephanie and Jill and probably every other friend that he's ever banged. We talked about that. Oh, so Lauren was the voice of reason tonight. Did you see that? He was talking about Joey, and he said that him and Joey were the same age, but he said that Joey was immature and he wasn't being a man. And I was like, who would have known that Lauren would say something that I and you maybe would agree with? He actually said some pretty good stuff tonight.
Freaking far from mature. Who actually goes on and talks about their gonorrhea and having one ball and that stupid ass tattoo? And none of that was mature.
No.
None of it.
I didn't take it as he was saying he was being mature.
Also,
I took it as
to Joey, what I did for Faith was made her a list of every single person I've had sex with, time and when and where, and that helped. Maybe you should do that.
Wait, he said that he made like a spreadsheet?
Yes, that's what he told Joey, so that Joey could be honest with Magda.
Lauren, I missed that.
Lauren claims he made a detailed list for Faith, telling her when, why, where, and how, so that he was fully transparent.
So kind of like a Sarper black book.
Kind of, yeah. Well,
kind of, because Sarper didn't give them names.
Yeah.
I think he gave them ratings.
No,
but
this
so
was,
this was
made a very detailed list.
Okay, follow-up question. Who are the people that are having sex with Lauren and why?
Literally.
I'm really confused.
Also, there's enough to make a whole list?
And also, I wanted to bring up, because this came across my mind tonight. Lauren told us at the beginning of this season that he was only into trans women, especially trans women that didn't have the surgery on the bottom. Every time we talk to him and he tells us about an intimate encounter, it's been with a woman, non-trans woman. So what's confusing to me is he says that his preference is trans women. He was on the show with a trans woman, but like Esther's a woman. I don't want to say like a woman, but like identifies as a woman. So it's really confusing because he said that he doesn't want to be with women. He actually said on Reddit that he didn't like being with women for a specific, I don't want to get into it on here, but like for other reasons. So it's really confusing. Every time he says that he's hooking up with people, it's with women, when that's not his preference.
The person that he married right after Faith was a woman.
Well, a woman, but a trans woman.
Yeah.
Carlos.
Oh, that's
so
right.
I'm super confused by Lauren, and somebody said it in the comments. Who said it? Hold on. Gina said, everything that comes out of his mouth is clout. I'm beginning to believe you, Gina, fully in that statement. I don't think that Lauren is even, like, bi. I think Lauren will do anything that he thinks will shock people. So, like, him being with a trans woman, I'm not 100% sure that's his preference. I think that they probably said, okay, we have enough male and female couples on the show. We have room for one for LGBTQ. Yeah. And Lauren was like, oh, I can make that happen.
Yeah.
I think that was the only option he had. He was going to make that avenue become available. I don't think that he's actually a man that only prefers trans women, because men who only prefer trans women usually are only with trans women, right?
Exactly. Yeah.
Wait.
I don't believe him.
Okay, he says he likes a woman every once in a while. Yeah, but this is way more than once in a while. Every time he says that he hooks up with somebody, because the person who gave him gonorrhea was a woman, and then when he went back home to Vegas and had sex again while him and Faith were broken up for a month, he had sex with that same woman. Oh, I got an invite. Oh, TJ says I got an invite on his TikTok live today. He was at an airport. I didn't join. Damn it, TJ. I needed you to join, because where was he? What was he doing at an airport? Because he says he's broke. So if he's flying, it makes me wonder if it's for the show. So I wish you would join. Now,
I hope not.
Because he always says that he can't afford to do anything. So if he's flying, I would love to know where he's going. Because if it's for the show would be paying. So maybe him and Faith are still in communication with each other. Because on the show, made it seem like, well, they were still talking on the show. They pressured her into giving a yes or a no tonight. Well, last weekend tonight, if she wanted to marry Lauren, she said no, which, thank God.
Yeah.
She was smart enough. I was worried about Faith, because I think Faith is under the impression that it's going to be really difficult for her to find a man that's going to love her for her. And I don't think that's true.
It's so sad to me. Just, like, watching her cry over him, she actually really, really loved him.
Mm-hmm.
And it makes me so sad for her.
Well, only because this was all a game to him, and she was never in on the game, and I think that's what's sad. Like, he knew from the start. Remember, he released some interview like a year ago where he was talking about the face situation before he even went over there to meet her.
Yeah.
And he said, oh, I know there's this girl in the Philippines that I'm going to try to marry, and if that doesn't work out, I'm going to marry this person here in Vegas. And he had, like, several plans already.
Yeah.
Faith was under the impression that she was option one and the only option.
Yeah.
And I think that's what's horrible about this story. And then her being in, like what, 34 or 33 years old.
Yeah.
Wait, how old is Faith? 33? Oh, is she in her 20s? Maybe she's in her 20s.
I have it somewhere. I'll find it.
The issue is, this was her first boyfriend. And she thinks that it's going to be difficult for her to find a man that's going to love her and not try to hide her.
Yeah.
Because she said in her experience, the men would go out with her, they would want to sleep with her, but they wouldn't take her out in public, and she had to be a secret. So she's under the impression that that's how all men are. There's plenty of men out there that have no issue whatsoever with taking their woman out, regardless if they're trans or not. I hate that she feels that way, because I was worried that she was going to marry Lauren just because she thought she couldn't get another man that would want to marry her and take her out and be proud to be with her. And I was like, well, that's not a good enough reason to marry him, right? Because he's an unstable, crazy individual. Like, that's not a good enough reason to marry anybody.
Yeah. It makes me very sad. Okay, let's see.
Yeah, most people don't save their lives on TikTok, Gina. I noticed that recently. So, I mean, I'll ask around and see what people are saying. Because I don't know where he was going, but if he was flying overseas, it just makes me wonder, you know, is he back on the show? A lot of people, that's been a lot of topic of discussion, because a lot of people are like, oh, TLC will never bring him back, but they let him at the tell-all. They didn't let Renee at the tell-all, so I know that they're not going to bring Renee back, but I think that they will definitely find a place for Lauren, because Lauren was good entertainment.
I just hope not. I just
TJ.
I cannot with that man. Like,
well, just, I'm telling you, I'm beginning to think that he's probably a normal person who's just a shock jock. He just says things that he thinks are gonna get a rise out of people. I don't think that he's actually
halfway. Anything about that guy that is normal? Not even a little.
I think he posted something yesterday in Seattle. Oh, so he was just in Washington. Well, that's where he's originally from. I think that's where
Faith is 30. She's 30.
Oh, she's only 30 years old. Yeah. So, and I think
when they started the first episode, she's 30. He's 33.
Pretty close in age. It's funny because she was way more mature and had such a better grasp on life than he did, right? Like she had her stuff together. Her life was in order. And for him to be older and a dad and have so much more experience in life, because he's slept with probably hundreds of people, so much more experience. Like he doesn't have any of his life choices.
But for her to be 30 years old, that be her first boyfriend, like she was in love. I mean, she was so sad.
The hard part about it is she is gonna base this relationship on all of her new relationships are gonna, he's gonna be a point of reference. Yeah. And I think that's gonna be the hardest part because she's not gonna trust men. She's gonna always assume that people are cheating or lying. And now this is gonna be a point of reference for her. And unfortunately, you know, you should be very skeptical of people when you bring them into your life, but at the same time, you should give everybody the benefit of the doubt. She might not want to do that after being put through what
she's not gonna trust anybody.
Yeah, it's sad. I also, I thought I had something else in here that I wanted to talk about. Oh yeah, we talked about Veya being married, right? Yeah, we talked about that. So yeah, she's married to the guy who watched the doggy. We talked about I think we covered it. I think we got. We only got an hour tonight, so there wasn't a whole lot to work with.
Yeah.
But this is it for before the 90 days. So we're going to take a break next week because the Super Bowl is on. Every year, 90 Day takes a break on Super Bowl Sunday. I kind of feel like they should have took a break today because the Grammys is a huge deal. I'm getting a lot of messages and stuff. I heard Beyonce won a country award, which is causing all type of craziness, apparently. So over Taylor Swift. There's a lot of the internet is talking because they're like Taylor Swift and Beyonce took home the award. So there's all this talk. So sorry if you didn't watch the Grammys yet. My bad. I probably shouldn't have said that. I've been skimming the news and I saw a bunch of different things.
It's hard to miss.
Yeah, it's right. You open your timeline. It's really difficult for you to not see it. It's out there. It's massive. And I think what's her name? The girl who sings Follow Your Arrow, she was kind of mad. They showed her reaction.
Oh.
Kacey Musgraves.
Yeah.
Because she was also up for the award. And, you know, they showed her, like, clapping. And she was just like, right?
Yeah.
Like, of all these, you know, of me and Taylor Swift, you gave the But, yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So, we're going to take a break next week. Oh, but tomorrow is The Last Resort. I think we're in the 10th episode of Last Resort. I heard there's, like, 4 more to go.
More episodes.
Yeah, I heard that. And then we're going to get a tell-all, which I heard is more than 2 parts.
This last resort. this last one was painful, but this one is so painful.
Well, like this one is, it's harder to get through. I think last season was a little, it was also a new show, so we didn't know what we were to expect.
Yeah.
And I think the anticipation of a new show helped. Because if you think about it, last season was a bit, we knew what was going on. We knew Molly and Kelly weren't going to work it out. We knew Kalani and Osuelo weren't going to work it out. But for some reason, we had and Ed and Liz were on there. We had more of a open mind for it, but I think it was because it was a new show. Now that we're watching the second season, we're kind of turned off. Because we know Natalie and Josh, they've never been real.
I mean, that's kind of how this one is. We know where Rob and Sophie are at. We know where Gina and Jasmine are at. We know where Stacey and Florian are at. I hate Ari. I mean, we know where Ari and Benny are at. Like, we know where Brandon and Julia are. Like, none of this is even a little bit of a shock factor.
Yeah. It kind of feels like we're wasting our time.
Yeah.
Which sucks because I used to watch every spinoff and I was so excited about every show. And now, you know, I have been dreading this season of The Last Resort. It's a dreadful thing. And then I only skim through the Between the Sheets. I'm not even excited. Yeah. It's on while I'm doing other stuff. Like, I'm not excited about it. And I don't want them to drain. Don't take away my excitement and happiness for the friend. Right?
Yep.
If you got to get rid of some of the spinoffs, do it.
Watch
it. Because don't make me dread.
Josh and Natalie literally makes my skin crawl. Like, I can't. I mean, none of this, literally none of it holds my attention. It's just,
yeah,
it's brutal.
It's mindless. And it's like, I like mindless entertainment, but don't insult my intelligence.
Yeah.
Right? Like, yeah, I can think for myself. Don't insult my intelligence. I don't mind that I'm not learning anything, but don't make it seem like I should be stupid.
Yeah.
That bothers me.
Because, yeah,
you know, telling to me that these people are in a relationship, you're calling me stupid, and I don't like it when people call me stupid.
But also, you know, like, I don't feel like any of the therapists, I don't even feel like they're real. They're
barely there.
Yeah.
Did you notice that there's, like, mm-hmm. barely no therapy? It's all just them going to clubs or them doing excursions.
Yeah.
It's almost like we're watching.
When the therapists are there, it's just like, I feel like they should be on their own episode of some stupid shit. Like, I don't feel like any of it's real. Like, it just, I don't feel like they're licensed professionals.
No. Well, I think they are, but I mean, I'm sure they are, but they don't feel like it. Yeah, I feel like they were hired and they were like, we want you to be the most entertaining. Well, no, Gina, you're right. They're basically camp counselors. They're there to make sure that
Ernest goes to camp.
They're there to make sure that nobody drowns, basically. They're not really there to help
anybody. And even if they drown, they're not going to do anything about it other than maybe call security.
Well, yeah, they'll call the Coast Guard. They'll call the lifeguard or whatever. They're just there to make sure that nobody drowns or Natalie doesn't stab anyone. I think that's basically what they're doing. That's why they're there.
Yep.
And yeah, I think that, oh, so after the Last Resort ends, I got word that we're going straight into the 90-day Last Resort Singles Retreat, which is the show that they filmed in Mexico. So I think you know about that. Courtney, Soulja Boy, Rob, who else? Colt. Colt was there,
and
I believe.
Colt hurt himself again and sued.
Oh, yeah. Colt hurt himself again and left. You're right. So, who replaced Colt? Now, it's been a minute. Now I can't remember.
Yeah, I can't remember.
But that's going to be what's coming on after.
All of the pillow talk on that is Kim and Jamal.
Wait, on the Last Resort House?
Yeah.
Oh, because Soulja Boy's on it. Oh, well, yeah.
I hope it's all Kim and Jamal.
Yeah, that would make perfect sense because I would just love to watch Kim react to Soulja Boy dating.
Yeah.
Right? Because we know he's doing it. We just don't ever. Well, I know what she thinks of it, but nobody else knows. So it would be nice for everyone to see her reaction to his choice of lady that he likes to.
I mean, I hate that for her, but I love it for her.
Yeah. Yeah. And hopefully we'll see her and her story continue too. Also, one last piece of information. I heard from a birdie that the Last Resort, or not the Last Resort, the Love in Paradise show is up on the chopping block. They're discussing if they want to continue the show or not, so we'll have to stay tuned. There's no official announcement, but the show usually premieres in April, and they have not even casted, and it is February. So, it airs in April, so they would have started filming probably in August. So they haven't filmed it, they haven't cast it.
They'll scrape the bottom of some garbage jar and find it.
Well, I don't know. I enjoy Love in Paradise.
Danielle's been spending an awful lot of time in the DR.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, yeah. But they transitioned her to 90 Day. Can you transition back?
Probably.
When
you're reaching for garbage and garbage is just on the top, you just pick it.
I mean, you're right. She was in the DR and she's been with his family and she's been doing some weird stuff.
Yeah.
So it wouldn't be weird if they're filming her. Everything she does is weird, but it would make a little more sense.
Yeah.
As to why she's doing it. I mean, maybe she'll be the one to save the show for them. Maybe. I mean, she, the controversy follows her.
Maybe she'll be the reason I never watch it again.
I mean, possibly. The controversy follows her. Yeah. Everywhere she goes, people are looking for her and saying things about her and her Easy Pass bill. Yeah. So it follows her around. Yeah. So who knows? But yeah, that's what I heard. It's on the chopping block. So we'll, no official announcements yet, but we'll see how that goes. But again, tomorrow we'll be back for The Last Resort, and then we're taking a break for the Super Bowl for Kendrick and Lamar and SZA at halftime. And then after that, the following week, the OG season of 90 Day Fiancé is back. So some new people, some returning people, we'll see how it goes, right?
Yeah.
All right, guys.
I'm excited for the day.
So thanks for joining us. Thanks for staying up for us tonight. Make sure you're following Kara. She's tagging this video. And make sure you're following me on all social media platforms at George Massey, georgemassey.com. Anywhere you get your podcast, type in The George Massey Show. Everybody have a good night, and we'll talk to you soon. Bye.
Bye.